Today, our liturgy speaks to us of listening to God and believing that He can carry out the promises He makes, that He can do what is necessary for our salvation. And we need only respond to His call. We need only follow Him, follow exactly what He says. In the first reading, we see the lack of faith in the Israelites. It was God who was ruling them, and whenever they were following Him and carrying out the commandments He'd given them, He was with them, He was fighting their battles, and they were at peace. They were protected, they were at peace. But whenever they turned away, they were besieged by their enemies. Now they come to Samuel, appoint us a king, anoint us a king, just like everyone else. They're seeking to turn away from God. They don't want to follow. They want to be like everyone else. And Samuel warns them. But if you do, you've got a king ruling over you. Now he's going to tithe. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. You should be following the Lord. No. Appoint us a king. And finally God tells the prophet, Samuel, give them what they want. Appoint them a king. And we will, we go on following what happens in the Old Testament, and we will be as we go along. We're going to see what happens when we don't have that complete faith in God. Then we see here the lack of faith of the scribes in the Gospel passage. When our Lord first tells the paralytic, your sins are forgiven you, they have yet to understand that the one who was saying those words was, in fact, God. Therefore, he was not blaspheming. That is why he said those words. And he says it with all authority, because he is God. But as it was with the people of that day, they always wanted signs. They wanted to see tangibly, what is it? Where is that authority? Where do you get that authority? So the Lord works the miracle and cures the paralytic to show them He has that authority. He is God. Therefore, He can do what He tells us He will. He can carry out His promise and fulfill the promises He makes. He can carry us through any trial. But again, we must be willing to follow His call. On the day we celebrate the memorial of St. Anthony Abbot, he's also known as the father of monasticism, as it were. Actually, St. Benedict is the father of monasticism. Here is the father of the religious life, as it were. He's the very first one of the very first ones, St. Anthony, who began to live what we would come to call the anchoritic life, lived as a hermit, as it were, by himself. He grew up in Egypt, and his parents died young, leaving him a younger sister. And on one occasion, he heard the call of God. I believe he went into church and the gospel was read, and he heard I forget the exact passage, so I can't repeat it. I don't remember exactly, but it was something of the effect of go and give what you have and come follow me. It was a call to follow him. And St. Anthony wavered a little bit. He started about halfway, but he didn't go all the way. And he heard another passage that told him, give up everything, come and follow me, as it were. And so without hesitation, he saw to the caring of his sister, I think he placed her in a convent, and then, not too far away from his home, just picked up a place, sold everything, and took a cave somewhere, or hut, isolated. Not too far from the family home, but still in Alexandria, there in Egypt, and lived alone, as it were, in solitude, simply to pray, to take care of himself, of course, because he has a little garden, etc., and pray, and just unite himself with God. And soon there were followers. And each one, they built their own little huts around his, and he would instruct them. And so it was for the better part, perhaps, of about 90 years. He lived to be 106. We are he was born around 250 in Egypt, sort of the very beginnings of Christianity. But so it was, thus he lived alone as a hermit. But he had to place his faith in God, that God would carry through everything all of his plans, that God could do it. And he needed only to respond, simply to give his yes, and carry out what God was commanding him. And thus he was able to live, as I said, for the better part, over 80 years, more than 80 years, something like 85 years. As I said, he lived to be 106. But simply, daily, responding to God's call, giving his yes every day. We need only do the same. Simply give our yes every day. Give ourselves back, little by little, back to God. He will carry us through, above all, to union with him, ultimately, in paradise. Praise be Jesus in heaven.